looked at it, and he said, "Well, Miss Crow," said, "the only thing, you've got just a little pump knot on your head," and all like that. It bled just a teeny bit, and that's all. So anyway, God is so good to us, and he don't never do anything else for me. Well, I appreciate him for what he has done, but it really pays to live for the Lord, not just for the natural, but just think. If we'll just press on and overcome and all, just think what we're going to get. It's going to be wonderful. So tonight, I want to tell everybody to fight on till the victory's won. It's worth it all. Praise the Lord.
You got any more ice cream? Well, I appreciate the Lord tonight. Just sitting here thinking, where can I get in and express my appreciation? But I've enjoyed your testimonies. And the writer said in Revelation, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church." Now, you may not have been hearing what I've been hearing, but I'll share with you that I've been hearing God will take care of you. He will provide. I've heard the word trust. That was wonderful, Sister Crow. And I appreciate his love and care, don't you? At one place, Scripture says that a guarding angel encampeth about them that fear the Lord. So I appreciate my care. I appreciate being in his wonderful plan. I heard some things from Sister Linda tonight. Continue trusting God, Sister Linda. You always give God a, as you say, I'm bragging on God. Yeah. I'm bragging on God. So I'd like to brag on God too. In the fall of probably 03, November, sometime in November, I too was diagnosed with an aneurysm on the brain, and I was told it was bleeding. Brother Weininger had come and got me and rushed me to the hospital. And it's kind of a long story, but I went to Baptist Hospital and made a call on a job that I had just recently started. And I said, "Hey, I don't know what's going on, but am I in the right place? I'm at Baptist Hospital. I need to know. Is our insurance coverage set up to go to Baptist?" You know, the lady said, "I don't know, but I can check and see." And she was fairly new too. Anyway, she called back later to the emergency room and said, "Mr. Daniels, I need to speak with him." And she told me on the phone, she said, "Listen, you can stay there and get treatment, but we really use St. Vincent's Hospital." She said, "But if you stay, it's gonna cost you $500 or $600 extra." Oh no, I don't have that kind of money. So I signed a release form there in the Baptist Hospital, and Brother Weininger rushed me over to St. Vincent's. While I was in Baptist, man, that emergency room was full of people. And I'm sitting there groaning, holding my head. I didn't know what was going on. But it was when I got to St. Vincent, the emergency room was clear. They took me right in and gave me something for pain and began to work on me. And they did some other tests, and they said, "We're gonna rule out an aneurysm on the brain, but you do have a tumor." So I began to cry right there. And as you said, Sister Crow, so many things just flashed through my mind. You've done something. You've been holding a grudge against somebody. What's next? These kind of things don't happen to you. They happen to other people, and you can share in their sorrow and sympathize with them. But a tumor on the brain? But you know, God healed me. I just make my story short, God healed me. I went through several x-rays and brain scans, and you name it. And my last test, I was having bad headaches, and they sent me for another MRI. I don't know if it was a week or 3 or 4 days later, but I come home from work after I'd been crying on the job. I could just see myself with bandages all around my head. And that's fearful. But I got home and played my answer machine, and they said, "This is so-and-so, so-and-so from MRI clinic. And Mr. Daniels, we just want to tell you, since you're not here to answer the phone, that we don't see anything on your brain scan for you to be worried about. I praise God tonight. I praise God tonight. I appreciate his loving care, don't you? If someone would get to the piano, I just want to sing a congregational chorus. Doesn't matter. I won't be up here long. You need to help me so I won't get to sing out in what Brother Tucker used to call it, out on the sandbar. I'm learning how to live and depend on Jesus, for he's my friend and he's my God. I'm learning how to live and depend on Jesus. I found out if I trust him, he will provide. I'm learning how to live and depend on Jesus. Yes, Lord, he's my friend and he's my guide. I'm learning how to live and depend on Jesus. I found out if I trust him, he will provide. Yes, Lord. I thank you for everything you've done for me, Lord. He's my God. I'm learning how to live and depend on Jesus. I found out if I trust.
On Jesus, I'm learning how to live and depend on Jesus. Praise God. Depending on the Lord. Sometimes that's not the easiest thing to do, is to trust God for... It's easy to trust Him in the good times. Then it's easy, immediately easy to question God in the tough times. And I don't know how far sometimes we carry the message of anytime something happens to you, to question God about what you've done. I was thinking about that. You immediately question God. And I know sometimes some things happen in our life and you want to say, Lord, now are you dealing with me in an area? Sometimes you just got to just trust God, because He's not all the time. I used to use this illustration years ago. We're not on a big whack-a-mole. Remember the whack-a-mole game, the carnival? Moles pop up. We're not playing. God's not there with a big hammer ready to whop you upside the head every time you do something wrong. But He is only motivated by love to deal with us. And sometimes we don't know what He's got planned for our lives. But it's all... When it happens, it's His will. He'll take care of you. He took care of you. Took care of Sister Crow. I was thinking, oh, should I pray for a head as hard as Sister Crow's? Or pray for a soft landing as she had. Wasn't a soft landing. One time I took a fall back like that off a ladder. And I laid there and I thought, oh, okay, I'm fine. My head a little hit sore, but I'm okay. Well, when I went back, you don't know, but every muscle in your neck tries to keep you from hitting your head. And the next morning I got up, I couldn't move my head. The pain was so severe, I didn't know what was wrong with me. I thought I hurt my neck really, really bad. But all I did was straighten all these muscles right here in my neck. I had them rush me to the hospital because the pain was so bad for me to do just like that. It was just crippling. you weren't joking with me about that dream, were you? You're really serious? Okay, I'm going to tell it. I haven't told this church this. I've told a few people that I was really seriously thinking about going into a hot dog stand business. I've even had people joke and make fun of me about it. But I was serious about it so much as that I invested in one. And Brother Daniels come up to me today, and I thought I maybe had told him. He said I'd never mentioned it to him, and he did not know. But he had a dream that I told him that I was going in the hot dog business. And he said, your success will be in your chili and your coleslaw. I started asking him, I said, were you thinking about being in the hot dog business? I said, yeah, I've already got everything going. I've already got my hot dog stand and everything. And... so maybe and I was worried. I'll be honest with you. Today the worry started bothering me because I had some investment in it and I was worried about my return. Did I make a mistake? Well, you know, I didn't tell my wife all that. I was thinking about all that. And I thought, I really kind of jumped off the deep end here. I hope I don't. So I'm going to work on my chili and coleslaw recipes. Because my success is going to lie in my chili and my coleslaw. I'm taking that to heart, that the Lord gave that to Brother Daniels to give me in a confirmation that what I'm, my venture is He'll bless me in it. And because I was, you know, I was thought, well, I'll do it part-time. I don't know what to do. But so any of y'all have got a good chili recipe, or a good coleslaw recipe, I'll be glad to let you share it with me. What was something? Oh, I had a few announcements that I should have made today, and I didn't make them. But we'll make them today, and then let's remind us next Sunday morning to announce it again. Where's Brother Smith? Will he be here next Sunday? Where's Mom? She over there? Oh, she slipped out. Well, the Sweetheart Dinner is going to be on February the 20th. Is that right? Is that a Friday or Saturday night? Huh? Saturday night. And we tell them what it's going to be? What it's called? Don't tell them what it's going to be called. We're going to surprise them. Okay. Well, you're going to get surprised at this year's theme. But you will be delighted as well. So, it's going to be between $30 to $35 a couple. Well, that's the high side. You may be mildly surprised. Maybe $30. You know, I don't know. Per couple. Not per, except for Sister Dolores, is $35 a person. And you got a burr under your saddle. That's why. So invite people. Last year it was success. We dug through shoes, and I got to smell everybody's dirty feet. All you looking for my wife's dirty feet. And I just looked for a big foot, a big shoe. I knew it was my wife's. And and we had the newlywed game. There's no all telling what kind of surprises we'll have in store. It's great fun. It's a good time to invite somebody, Sister Crow. I'm glad that Sister Crow's on the job inviting people. I'm sure that her harvest is going to come back. She's sowing a lot of seed out there to be able we're going to get a crop from Sister Crow handing them cards out. But a good time to invite somebody. We always have a good time in that. And then there was another announcement. I thought that we needed to make. Somebody think? The Dominican meeting's coming up. If you're wanting to go and you haven't got your passport, you better get with the program. And you can put a rush on it, cost you extra. Then I thought we had another announcement, but Brittany is feeling worse, and Andrew stayed home to kind of take care of her. And the McGowans left. I think they were sick. Mother and Sister Wallace are. But Paul was down in his back, and she said she started feeling like some sinus problems or something. But he's really suffering in his back. You know, pray for him, because that's how he does his job. You know, has to bend over all the time, lifting, picking up. So let's keep praying for him. And the Weavers. Hutchison. Okay. Yeah. Let's pray for him. God deliver him. Pray for the Hutchison's son and daughter, Holly and John. Pray for the Republic Church. The Bryant's not feeling well. Okay. Let's also keep praying for Haiti and all the there's so many personal stories of people that you've heard or heard of or something that you know, we're not knowing what happened to them. It'll probably be months before we sort all that out. So yes. Dad did? Yeah. What? Yeah. If not, he can just relax in a hotel or something. But, yeah, they had the message on, had a threshing floor down there. Had dad, they wanted dad to talk on why he didn't think you could make perfection during the dark ages, and then Brother Walker's there, don't believe that. And so they kind of had people got to hear both viewpoints, which is a good thing. You know, most of the time, men on the threshing floor, those men don't change each other's viewpoints, but the people in the congregation are hearing some good things on the Word of God. So they had sound like they had a good meeting down there. All right. Let's take these knees before Lord. Sister Abraham, unspoken request. Okay. Yes, I know, brother. He shared with me that he has chest pain nearly every Sunday, don't you? And just about. That's why when he after dinner, he comes up and gets in the recliner. And so, kicks his feet back and relaxes. And come back. I don't know if he wants to take a nap or do you just enjoy sitting there. But pray for him. Yes. How's she doing? Yeah, Brother Al is supposed to sleep with oxygen, but he usually don't. So he put her on his oxygen when they got home, and she got a good rest and felt better. And so she's not been able to get all of her medications and stuff like that, and so she needs our sister Elsie needs our prayer. All right. Well, let's thank the Lord for this day. It's been a good day in Him. Been encouragement to all of us. And it's been encouraging to me. Hearing Sister Fisher's testimony, like Dad's been asking everybody to do, and Sister Crow and Brother Daniels.
Yeah.
And all these good things that we heard today and the spirit we felt. So as we go home tonight, let's remember. Oh, I know I was going to remember. I didn't announce it, and I left, and I didn't get back in time. But every Sunday between 3 and 5, is that right? 3 and 4, 3 and 5, the room's open for prayer down there. You can go in and pray at some time during that time for the evening service. So let's just remember that. In case it's forgot to be announced, you know, somebody can remind you, hey, don't forget about prayer. So, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. We give you thanks in all things. We thank you for a wonderful day in you. Oh, God. Touch each one that's been afflicted with illnesses, oh, God. Here in our congregation, Lord, I ask you to touch them. Touch them. Oh, God, we know we can speak your word, Lord, and ask your in your name you will perform. Hallelujah. Oh, God, touch Brother Smith on his way home. Touch all the people in Haiti. Lord, we keep lifting that country up to you and all your dear saints, Lord, that are over there. But you keep your hand on them. Help them make it through this trying time. All these the unspoken requests that were mentioned, Lord, you know what the need is, and we know that you will do the work according to your will. Hallelujah. Each one that's sick. Oh, God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Amen and amen.